The city of Goodyear in the West Valley has attracted warehouse and distribution centers as part of a steady growth pattern, but 2019 has seen it expand more dramatically into data centers from the biggest names like Microsoft. And the most intense headlines were generated last month when Goodyear's council came to an agreement to bring a Nike manufacturing facility. The city's success, though, was somewhat lost in the shuffle when Governor Ducey criticized Nike's political stance on Twitter and pushed for the Arizona Commerce Authority to withdraw any financial incentives to bring the company to the state. In the midst of this political storm, Goodyear reaffirmed its agreement with Nike, and the company committed to following through on its end. With me to talk about that and Goodyear's economic development growth is its mayor, Georgia Lord. Mayor Lord, Goodyear has taken off recently, so what has the city been doing to strategize and get these better results?
This didn't happen just overnight. I've been on the council since 2005. And since 2005, and even before that, each council, and I know this council, we have planned the direction that we're going to go in, what we want, what we need, but moreover, what do our citizens need? The most difficult part, probably as a growing city, is to convince some companies that we are worth building in our city. And we have definitely accomplished that.
Was there any kind of a niche you were aiming at? Was there any sort of industry? Or were you just sort of saying, let's just have a plan and try to attract as much as we can?
I think we always did. We talked about aeronautics. We talked about health care, really important. Getting Cancer Treatments of America when they were very competitive with the other. I think we were up against Phoenix. I will tell you that was a real coup. But it's all work behind the scenes. Since I've been on 2005, and this isn't because of me, but this is because of management and staff, they have become so organized, so detailed. They have really fine-tuned each department. And that didn't happen overnight because, you know, we've always done things a certain way. So they brought different city managers to this, brought different attitudes in, different programs in. We are in the service department. And if there's one thing we do, we give great service. And when a company comes in and they're going to make an investment in your city, time is money. Loans, bridge loans, cost them money. It's all connected with the calendar here. So we're very good at that.
But what are some of the challenges of growth, especially rapid growth? And how are you thinking about that? How are you and the council thinking about managing it? Because, you know, you're going to get people who are going to say, well, there's more traffic now.
Well, I'm one of these real honest people, okay? So when my neighborhoods or people come to me and say, we don't like the traffic, we don't like, you know, I understand the change. If we've lived there 22 years, the difference is enormous. But the land mass in Goodyear is enormous. And I knew when we moved in, this was going to be a city that changed regularly. So, and we're only 11% developed. But I think you have to do it smartly, okay? And I think we've accomplished that. You can't make everybody happy, but what we can do and do is we give them all the information. We are going to have more cars on the street. We are going to have more of this, but we're preparing for that. We have a street plan. It takes some time on that, and money is one of the areas that you have to plan well, but I think they're doing a good job, and we see a lot of that this year. This year, you see a lot of the roads are improving and increasing and so forth.
Now, not to be too corny, but it's been a good year for Goodyear.
Oh, yeah.
And that includes what happened with Nike. So I wanted to ask you about your general perception of, and yours or the council, when it comes to what we always label as economic incentives, because you talked about being a cheerleader. Is there a balancing act there as well to say, you know, we need to attract you, but we might give you something in return?
No, we're very practical about our incentives. I don't feel we over-incentivize. We look at each individual company coming in and their needs. And I think that, again, we have what they want in the sense that they want to build a building and they want it to come out of the ground at a certain time. And they want their businesses to move in at a certain time, and they want guarantees. So I think we do a good job of that. And we're very fortunate to have 303, MC85, the Litchfield Corridor, Cotton Lane. We have a great deal because of the transportation when you look at 303 and I-10. and someday SR30.
Mm-hmm. You've used the word practical, and I'm getting the impression from the two of us talking, you're a pragmatic person who looks at this. So how have you been able to stay out of the fray of the controversy that came from Nike and the governor's comments? Because it feels like you've been able to be positive about what Goodyear's doing and not engage in that.
No, I from the very beginning, the night before, I think it was helpful because the night before we had a council meeting. And we had been talking about this beforehand, deciding, or each of the council was looking into the areas that they were interested in, making sure it was secure and that's what they wanted. And so we voted on it. It was a 7 positive vote.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning when this happened, I did not have a problem with this. I said, we voted on it. I made a deal. You made a deal. We voted on it. I don't take it back. I don't say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to take that. No, that's not the way I run my business. So, of course, I had to be careful with the council, you know, because the open meeting violation. So I had to have staff help in any way they could to find out, because I said, I'm going out and whatever it takes in social media to say, we are going to welcome Nike. And that's what I did.
Well, so with governing, do you think you have to take the emotion out of these things then? Because it sounds to me that a lot of people were riled up, but based on what you're saying is, hey, we had a vote, it was practical, let's go forward.
I can understand the emotion. All right, I'm a military wife of 30 years. All right, the issue that this was about, did I like it? No. But is this a country with a constitution and the right to have an opinion? Yes. So I looked at it in that respect.
Goodyear Mayor Georgia Lord, nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.